email to campus inboxes.
Do you know who sent it?
My guess is Tau Kappa Theta, the Jewish fraternity. I'm not saying anything bad.
No, of course not.
I just think it was this video that provoked the fight at the interfaith rally.
And you want us to defend?
Jamal Mifsud, scholarship student in science. His family is in Jeddah and he can't afford a lawyer.
You know his family?
No. I am purely an interested bystander here who wants to see justice done.
Purely?
There's a campus fistfight between a dozen Palestinian and Jewish youths, and the state's attorney only charges one Palestinian?
Well, he doesn't have a record, so it should be a simple misdemeanor battery. Court supervision at most.
Nope. The new state's attorney wants to appear tough on his first day. It was deemed a hate crime. 7 years.
Alicia, meet Wasim al-Sayed, an old friend who until recently retained our competitor, young Bachman and Myers, for his legal interest.
To my eternal regret. Very nice to meet you, Mrs. Flark.
Alicia's fine.
Your husband was very good to the Muslim community in his first term. My fear is that's changed.
Of course, Alicia can't influence her husband in any way, but she is still one of our best lawyers.
Well, that's all Jamal needs. This is a good kid. They're painting as a suicide bomber.
Bond hearings today. I'll be there.
Good. That's one piece of business. What else might we handle that young Bachman and Myers can't?
I know that Eli Gold is working with you these days. I'm in need of some crisis management.
What's the crisis?
Where's the management?
Will you get Eli for us? And ask Will to step in. Will, sure.
He's late. Overslept. Must be from celebrating yesterday's victory.
Hey, Mom, pick up the phone.
Hello, dearest daughter.
You sound happy.
I am happy. I have my daughter on the phone. What more could I desire?
I don't think I need a tutor.
Grace, we discussed this. It's just a month.
Yeah, but it was one report card.
And it's 1 month.
Dad just thinks I need to apply myself.
Oh, I agree. And a tutor will help you do that.
Eli, the meeting.
Mom, Niece's parents want you to come over for dinner.
You and Dad. Both of you.
Why?
Just be nice. I didn't tell him anything. Just like you said, I haven't let anyone know you guys were separated.
Okay, I'll talk to your father about it. I've got to go.
So who is this guy again?
Wasim al-Sayed. He's a commodities trader.
Wasim?
Diane's been trying to sign him for 2 years. He has $10 million in charitable assets to spend.
On what?
A campaign against anti-Muslim bigotry.
Mr. al-Sayed, you do know that I'm not a PR specialist. I handle lobbying and crisis management.
Do you watch the evening news, Eli?
Religiously.
Then you know, there was a murder of a Jewish poli-sci major at Chicago Polytech last night. Unsolved, but the police are questioning Muslim students. 10 minutes later, a riot broke out at the other end of campus at a rally intended to encourage interfaith dialogue, and only one Muslim was arrested. Now, I'm used to reading the tea leaves in this country, and the best way to manage a crisis is before it becomes one. Isn't that true?
It is. So are you hiring me because I'm good or because I'm Jewish? Because I imagine it might look quite good having a Jew campaign for Muslims.
Can't it be both?
I don't like being used.
Really? Since when?
He knows Jewish money is going to Peter for his next campaign, and he wants to buy influence.
And?
Don't you get so knowing on me. What's up with you anyway? You seem different. Where are you going?
Court.
Why?
I'm a lawyer.
Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
This is a hate crime, Your Honor, and we ask that bail be set at $100,000.
Have you ever been in a fist fight, Counselor?
Have I, Your Honor? No.
Well, let me educate you. It's chaos. Chaos in there. No one can tell who hits who.
Fists are flying. You get hit in the head. The next thing you know, you're on the ground and somebody's jumping on top.
I'm sorry to be late. I was...
Someone because he was Jewish. That is not chaos, Your Honor.
And Jamal was hit because he's Palestinian, Your Honor. Alicia Florek, Your Honor. 20 students were fighting. Only one was charged. One Muslim.
His religion had nothing
to do with it. It had everything to do with
it. All right, okay. Your passion is preserved for the record. On the set, $5,000. And I do suggest that the state reconsider its charge.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Jamal, I was just put in on this. You have a benefactor who asked me to step in. Are you all right?
Yeah, but I didn't do anything.
I know. A lot of this is posturing by the prosecution to get you to accept a higher plea. The good news is, the judge is on your side. Now, do you want me to call your parents or anything?
No, they wouldn't. I'm ashamed.
I understand. Hopefully we can handle this by admitting simple battery.
But I didn't. I wasn't even there.
He wasn't at the rally, Terry. He was at the library.
Oh, my God, really? That's terrible.
This isn't about Jamal, and this isn't about some stupid fist fight. This is about that Jewish kid stabbed to death, and you can't find the killer, so Jamal is the scapegoat.
We have an eyewitness who saw Jamal throw the first punch. That's what this is about.
Is the eyewitness Caucasian?
Oh, wow. How quickly we slip the bonds of political correctness. Why not ask if he's Jewish?
Cross-racial identification. Caucasians have difficulty discerning unique characteristics.
6 months in county. 1 year probation.
No.
I'll see you in court.
Tell Peter there has to be a better way to firm up his campaign contributions.
Using everything we can, Army.
It's a new day. We're running a clean office. Let me say that again, because we're all prone to the same cynicism. We are running a clean office. Clean, ethical, honest, but not weak. I know our budgets have been slashed. I know we're the underdog here. But our strategy will be this. No plea bargains. That's right. Defense attorneys will be expecting the opposite. So for the next 2 months, I want you to hold the line on every single plea. After that, you won't have to worry this hard. You get your enemy flinching, you'll never have to hit him hard again. Your first complaint will be about investigator hours. That's why I've hired an outside contractor until we can budget full time. I want you to meet Sophia Russo. She's good, and she's cheap.
Thanks.
Relatively.
Mr. Florin, I offered to spend 6 months on a college hate crime. Should I walk it back?
What's the law say?
3 to 7 years.
There's your answer.
Where's Alicia? She might come after your campaign contributions.
Really?
Yeah. What do you want?
Follow the law. You can't go wrong if you follow the law.
All right.
Jeez, what a pit.
Thank you.
You're working on the Jewish-Muslim thing, right?
Yeah. The hate crime. Why? What do you need?
Oh, it's not what I need.
What is this?
You used to work with Kalinda Sharma, didn't you?
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd slip it to her.
Kind of odd. Not seeing you around much.
Yeah. You've been busy.
Yeah. I thought you didn't need me anymore.
What's that?
It's a peace offer. Peter Florek wants to run a clean office. That's me being clean.
Now, you can't make Chicagoans feel good about Islam with pathos. You need to go positive. Link the Arab Spring to the American Revolution. Who is the Islamic George Washington? Who is the Islamic Paul Revere? Morning in the middle. Islam turns.
Do you need something? It's on your desk. It's self-explanatory. That's your car? Good. Now, I know you said you were at the library, but the time code on that traffic light shows that the driver of your car was running a red light just outside the campus gates at the exact moment of the interfaith rally. That means that the driver of your car, if that is you, couldn't have been involved in the rally fight. Do you understand?
I do.
So I want you to take your time before you answer. Is that you driving your car?
It is.
Are you certain, young man? It's a very roundabout way to come from the library.
I'm sure. We asked if Mr. Mifsud stayed under oath that he was the driver in this photo, which we will mark as People's Exhibit Number 1.
Your Honor, is that really necessary?
It's the only way we'll drop the hate charge.
Very well. Mr. Mifsud, you are under oath. Do you swear that that's you in the photo?
Yes.
Good. Well, I think that just about wraps it up, doesn't it, Mr. Agos? I'm late for the gym.
It does, Your Honor, and the state has made a terrible mistake in charging Mr. and Mrs. Sood with this battery, but this car, with this license plate, was seen racing away from the scene of the frat murder of Simon
Greenberg. Objection, Your Honor.
That is why he ran the red light.
Oh, this is outrageous.
He had just killed Simon
Greenberg. This is prosecutorial misconduct.
He swore to it. His alibi means he committed this
because murder. You overcharged him with a hate crime, so he would grab at any alibi.
So you're saying your client perjured himself?
No, I am saying he took my advice. That's all.
Well, then congratulations, Alicia. You just advised your client to admit to murder. Your Honor, the people charged him all Ms. Sood with first-degree murder.
Drop by for you.
Why?
I don't know. You want me to get her?
No. Later.
So this isn't you. It's your car, but you're not driving it.
I'm sorry. I thought it was the easiest way out.
So who is it? Who's driving it?
I don't know.
Jamal. They have a witness who swears that that car, your car, was driven away by Simon Greenberg's killer. So don't cover for anyone.
I'm not covering. Look, my two roommates don't have a car. I let Amir and Tariq use mine. I just leave my keys in the room.
So which is driving it, Amir or Tariq?
I don't know.
But he swore that was him driving away from the murder.
He didn't know it would implicate him in the murder. It's my fault. I encouraged him to place himself in the car to give him an alibi from the hate crime.
Yes. Now I have a multi-million dollar client thinking that we're amateurs.
I got the pictures from the ASA's office. I should have checked.
Right. It's everybody's fault. Now, let's make it right.
I'm questioning Jamal's roommates. One of them is the real driver.
And I'm filing a motion to dismiss Jamal's alibi statement during preliminary.
I know what's going on with you two, but make it better. Whatever you have to do, make it better.
Are we supposed to do something?
Sure. What subject?
I don't know. You're the tutor.
What does your mom want?
She wants me to get better grades so that I'll get into BioCrest.
You don't like public school?
No, I do. I just thought there was a mugging on the field and all the parents got really scared. Is this your first job tutoring?
Yeah. How am I doing?
Not so good.
Darn. Can we go outside?
Yeah, I think it's up to you.
Carry the man. Throwing down that opposition.
Hey. Nicely played.
Thanks.
So this is the new carry?
No, just a new day.
So can I see the crime scene photos, Carrie? Well, come on, you're in the big leagues now. What can it hurt?
I'll think about it.
Ah. Well, looky who's here. Sophia, in the flesh. Strange bedfellows, huh?
The strangest.
Well, you two have a nice time. What you want?
Oh, crime scene photos. Damn it.
Okay, Simon Greenberg, 22, found in his dorm room, gagged, hands bound, and stabbed 45 times.
A little overkill?
Yep. Police think it was an execution, no sign of a struggle.
Any witnesses?
The neighbor heard a scream, looked out his window, and saw a dark, possibly black, Middle Eastern man running to his car. They got a number plate, ET27.
Damn. That's not a partial plate.
Yeah, I know. Jamal's plate. One other thing, something that wasn't released to the press.
What?
Killer drew a swastika with the victim's blood.
Oh.
Yep, I know this is not looking good, is it?
Okay, well, let me know what you get from the roommates.
Got it. Oh, by the way, the swastika, the police don't know why, but it was drawn backwards.
Okay.
Hi. Am I interrupting?
Nope. How are you?
Good. Do you have a moment to talk?
About last night?
Yeah.
Don't act like this is nothing, Eli. You're running a pro-Palestinian campaign.
It's an anti-Muslim bigotry campaign, and I am a crisis...
You are a Jew. We are both...
Oh, come on, Michael. What is this? Ultimate Frisbee? We only win by making them lose?
Yes. You act like you're not paying attention, but I know you're paying attention. This is a PR war.
And I'm a traitor?
In February, Israeli soldiers helped a Palestinian woman give birth. You didn't read about it unless you subscribed to the Israel National News. 2 days later, an Israeli woman gave birth in a Palestinian hospital. Where did you read it? AP, CBS News, every major paper. Google it. Go ahead. This is a PR war, and they are winning.
Michael, I do not go to your house and tell you what novels to write. I do not go to your committee and tell you what lobbyists to hire.
That's it. Now I get it. I didn't hire you. There it is. I hired Tarkovsky and Associates.
With a $20 million Jewish League fund to fight intolerance? Yes, you did.
So this isn't Israel-Palestine to you. It's Gold versus Tarkovsky.
You're paying a competitor, Michael. And as moved as I am by your plea for Jewish brotherhood, I'm not that moved.
4,000 years, and we are always our own worst enemy.
So you were driving Jamal's car that night, right?
This is just like the cops. Racist. They think an Arab had to do it.
Yeah, but this is you, isn't it, Amir? But you were driving your roommate's car that night, right?
No. And you know why it's not me? Look at your time code, lady. I was in my living room. For Salah. Evening prayers.
Anybody else see you there?
Yes.
Who?
The Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him. Yeah, Amir's in the living room 5 times a day praying.
Okay, Tariq, did you see him praying on the night of the murder?
No.
So you were home? You were home to be able to not see him there?
No, I was out.
In Jamal's car?
No, I wanted to take it, but the keys were gone already.
So where were you?
I was here, in the quad at the interfaith rally. Mm-hmm.
Sophia?
Glenda!
Hi.
I didn't see you over there.
This is how you investigate these days? By just following me?
Yep.
Makes things a lot easier. But you and Carrie, huh? That's why you've been ignoring me, right? It's not because I'm married. Yep. You got me. Listen, I'm going to go and question eyewitnesses at the Jewish frat. Do you want the address? Or is the fun in that?
Your Honor, this is... No, wait, this is... Right here.
Right, to your corners. Mrs. Florek, your client already swore that that was him in the car. Is he now trying to say that he lied?
He's saying that he was misled by the prosecution.
How did I mislead?
Jamal was given an opportunity to avoid a hate crime prosecution, and he took it, that's all. This murder charge is based on nothing else. There's no evidence that Jamal and the victim even knew each other. Where's the motive?
Mr. Greenberg was Jewish and Jamal was Muslim, and as you can see here, Your Honor, a swastika was drawn on the victim's
blood. Oh, come on. Anti-Semitism isn't some cookie-cutter motive you can apply to any dark-skinned...
Our counselors, listen, nobody likes a street fight better than me, but that's for in the street, not here. Mr. Agos, do you have any further probable cause? Because if it's just that statement, I am prone to overturn.
We do, Your Honor. Professor Noah Feynman? I teach political science.
And did the accused show a particular interest in one of your lectures?
He did. It's a lecture that I give on the anniversary of 9/11 about chickens who come home to roost for the United States and Zionist regime in
Objection,
Israel.
Objection, Your Honor. Is Mr. Agos really trying to find a motive in Jamal's classes? Why not home ec? Maybe that's where the knife came from.
Overruled. I think we can stand a bit of rough and tumble here, Counselor.
So,
Professor, you would argue that Israel's a criminal regime.
Oh, I don't argue. I think that's fairly self-evident.
Given this, what do you think of suicide bombings and the death of Jewish citizens?
If you're asking me if I approve of such a thing, no, never. But I do understand them. These are understandable movements against the Zionist oppression.
And how did your student, Jamal, take an added interest in this lecture?
Well, he was very engaged in class.
Yes.
And afterwards, he approached me to ask me questions about my newest book, Zionist Occupation, The Need for Realignment, and New Thinking, Border Day Press.
Thank you. Professor, no further questions, Your Honor?
Actually, Professor, I have a few questions. My client was very engaged in your lecture, you said. How did you witness this?
Well, if you teach students long enough, you get a sense.
And for how long did you teach Jamal?
Well, it's been 4 weeks since the beginning of the semester. 4 weeks, that's 20 sessions.
And for how many of those sessions were you actually present?
I don't understand.
How many of those 20 sessions were you actually there teaching and not having one of your TAs do it? Didn't you only lecture the class twice, Professor?
Well, I would question your use of the word only. But, yes.
And yet you really focused with your laser-like perception on Jamal and his engagement.
You're being a bit rude.
Yes, and I'm just getting started. So, after one of your lectures, Jamal came to you to ask you about your book. How do you know this?
Because I keep a record next to my attendance. See? That asterisk tells me that I must send them an email about my book.
And, of course, you recognize Jamal over there.
Oh, yes.
This record attendant. The students sign themselves in, yes?
Yes, it's a very efficient way to work.
I'm sure. Do you see Jamal's name there?
It's interesting.
That's not his handwriting.
Objection.
That's the handwriting of his roommate, Tariq. Also a student in your class who signed him in so that Jamal could cut class.
I'd say things have been pretty easy for you up until now.
Really? How's that?
In court, these people don't really know how you think.
But you do.
Hate to tell you this, but we're going to beat you.
Good luck with that.
Battle ME, Gaza Strip. It's one of my best MMOGs.
And what is an MMOG?
Massive multiplayer online game.
Meaning people log onto their computers and battle each other.
Yep.
What are we looking at now?
Well, that's the recorded actions of Samson 5.
That's the avatar of the accused, Jamal.
Objection, Your Honor. What does this have to do with the death of Simon Greenberg?
What's the motive, Your Honor?
What is that assault weapon over there? Is that an Uzi?
No, it's a Galil 556.
What's the range of fire?
450 meters.
Cool. Proceed.
Well, that's Jamal's avatar there, the guy running.
And what is he wearing?
Oh, that's a suicide vest.
He's wearing a suicide vest? And what is he entering?
That's a civilian Israeli building.
That's a school.
Your Honor, this is a game. Mr. El-Sayed was just here. He wants us to pull out of Jamal's defense. He is afraid defending a youth who makes light of a suicide bombing will undercut Eli's pro-Muslim campaign. He wasn't making light of it. He was playing a video game.
In which he killed a schoolhouse full of kids.
Yes, but in a video game. Have you seen video games lately? We can't abandon Jamal. He was looking at misdemeanor battery. We helped him into a murder charge.
We?
I helped him into a murder charge, which I did as a representative of this firm. We made a commitment to him. What do you think?
I think your friend will pull out of Eli's campaign and go right back to his old firm with his $10 million.
Yeah. Still. Retail rules.
We broke it, we own it.
Okay. We'll stick with Jamal. Win this one.
No. No what? No, Mr. Al-Sayed?
I'm coming here as a courtesy. I don't need your campaign anymore. I'm taking my business back to my old firm.
Oh, that's too bad, because I already cashed your check.
You did not.
I did. You know us Jews.
You'd do anything to piss me off.
You're right, but I still have a great pro-Muslim campaign for you. Good doing business with you.
Did you hear the one about the Arab and the Jew?
No, but I'm sure it's very funny.
An Arab and a Jew walk into a bar. And then they kill each other.
Energy is radiated and absorbed in quanta, matched to patterns of black body radiation.
Can you look back to you?
Uh-huh.
It's like the equivalent of 3 buckets of popcorn.
But I don't want 3 buckets of popcorn. Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, I need your help. Don't shake the camera. Let's keep it steady.
What are you doing?
Look at the color. It's Bollywood. You can't pass up Bollywood.
Do you know them?
No, it's a chance. I do this all the time. Great. Camera up.
Good to have you back, Mr. Sartori.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is a power-up?
Sorry, this is the only place in the world where I have to explain a power-up. In a video game, it's something that you collect to give you extra power, like a gun or, you know, ammunition.
So would anyone ever pass up a power-up?
No, not unless you're crazy. You never know when you'll run out of ammunition.
So this suicide vest that Jamal's avatar is wearing, what is that?
It's a power-up.
And everybody who plays your game grabs one.
At one point or another.
In fact, according to your own logs, many ASAs in Mr. Agos' office...
Objection.
Overrule.
Many ASAs in Mr. Agos' office have collected such suicide packs.
Yeah, it's a part of the game. It's not a thing.
But doesn't that mean these ASAs are more likely to have murdered Simon Greenberg?
Your Honor.
Mrs. Florek. Mrs. Florek, any further questions?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Sartori, Jamal's roommate, Amir Al-Falan, he played your online game too?
I have no idea.
This is a record of your subpoenaed logs. Can you read that there?
Oh, yeah.
And you had to reduce his privileges because he fought with another player, didn't he?
Yeah, he got in a fight online on the Battle ME board.
And who did he fight with? Can you read that there? You had to reduce both their privileges.
Simon Greenberg.
Thank you. Jamal's roommate Amir is the most likely suspect.
He has an alibi. Praying.
Yes, but he was alone.
What about the other roommate? Tariq.
We can't find any contact between Tariq and the victim, and he doesn't have the political motive. Amir is the Palestinian hardliner. Tariq could care less.
Okay. Thank you, Alicia. Keep us in touch.
What do you think?
I think you're holding something against her.
Some what?
Alicia. Maybe it's unconscious, maybe it's not, but you're being hard on her.
No. She's a third-year associate on a partner track. She's treating us like peers. That's all you're saying.
My God, am I the only adult left here? Could everybody just put their emotions away?
I gotta get to a meeting, unless you have some other stray observations for me.
Are we overdoing it?
Diane thinks I'm going too hard on you. Am I? Going too hard? All those late nights.
No time off.
Leg is done. The chops are ready to go. I'm just warming up the leg of lamb piece after it's been reposing for 10 or 15 minutes just to heat up the
outside. We need to eat better.
I like what we eat.
No, I need to cook.
You're happier without Dad.
No, I'm happier with you.
Okay, that was such a mom thing to say. This is that, Dad. Does that upset you? No. I don't know. And I love Dad.
I know. I'm sorry. I found your new tutor, Dana. I think you'll like her. She's social.
Actually, I think I like this one now.
I thought you said she was too different.
She is. But sometimes different isn't always bad. She's coming over to help me set up my computer tomorrow. What?
Well, she's setting up your computer?
I asked her to.
Please tell me you're learning something and that this isn't all pointless.
I'm learning something.
So, how do you explain that, Amir?
I don't explain it.
You said you didn't know the victim, Simon Greenberg, and here you are, on a video game, fighting with him.
I don't need to talk to you. You got no authority here.
Hey, you want to make yourself useful in here? I just got the authority. He claims it wasn't him.
It wasn't him what? Fighting against Greenberg?
On the video game. Amir says it was Tariq. He let him use his screen name.
His roommates, they share everything.
So I'm checking Tariq, but we're back to square one. Amir had a motive. Politics, fanaticism. Tariq isn't political or religious.
I wonder if we're making a mistake thinking it's about Middle Eastern politics. These kids, they're just college kids.
All right.
Okay, I'll keep checking, but I need some time.
Judge Karpman presiding.
Thank you. Please be seated. So, this is where we stand. There is sufficient evidence for a finding of probable cause. Further, we set this case on my trial.
Your Honor, we ask that you recuse yourself.
Excuse me?
We believe you have shown bias against our client.
Believe? Really? In what way?
Your religion.
This is outrageous. My Jewish background is completely irrelevant in this case.
Your Honor, you have given money to the Outlook for Israel. An organization that supports the settlements in Israel. We believe you have shown bias against our client, and we ask that a new judge hear further proceedings.
I'll give you my answer in an hour.
He's not going to recuse himself.
He will. Cartman always backs down when he's pushed. He's afraid he'll be overturned on appeal.
So we start all over with the new judge.
No. I know what Alicia's doing.
Markle. How are you?
I was just sitting here going over this campaign. Arab Spring. Sort of like Irish Spring. But with Arabs. Do you want some coffee?
How much?
For the coffee?
How much for 6 months about the Jewish League Fund here?
How much you paying Tarkovsky and Associates?
You know how much I'm paying?
Well, of course, we would have to tell Mr. Al-Sayed that we can't handle his account anymore, so if you'd help us defer those costs.
You're really a son of a bitch.
I am. But now I'm your son of a bitch.
All rise. Judge Cartman presiding.
Please be seated. I've taken a great deal of time with this motion because I believe that part of being a tough judge is also being a fair judge.
Your Honor, may I quickly interrupt?
Can't imagine why counsel aren't ready to rule.
Yes, but I believe Mrs. Florek is attempting to manipulate this court.
Excuse me.
If you recuse yourself, Your Honor, the court will be forced to choose a new judge tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
You're about to make your ruling, Your Honor?
That's what she's counting on. Do you know what tomorrow is, Your Honor?
What tomorrow is?
The holiday.
That has nothing to do with my motion.
It's Rosh Hashanah. There will be no Jewish judges in court. The case will be assigned to a non-Jewish judge. That is why she's asking you to recuse yourself.
Your Honor, this is offensive.
Mrs. Florek, I am disappointed in you. The motion is denied. The case remains on my trial call.
So, are you following me?
No. I'm following her. Hey, Tariq. Now, if you're looking for a more discreet gay bar, I'd try Scarlet's on
hot. No. I'd try Sidetrack.
It's too leathery.
What do you need?
You used Samir's avatar on Battle Emmy, the online video game.
So?
So that's where you met Simon Greenberg.
No.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Checked your alibi. Doesn't hold up, Tariq. You weren't at that interfaith rally.
Why would I kill Greenberg? It makes no sense.
We spoke to the bartender. He said you met Greenberg quite a few times.
My guess is you two fell in love.
You argued he met someone else. You got jealous. You stabbed him. Made it look like a hate crime.
I didn't mean to hurt him.
Why the reverse swastika?
What?
When you set it up as a hate crime, why do you draw a swastika back line?
What do you mean? Isn't that how you draw it?
Is it good for the Jewish League Fund? I don't know. The Muslim was the killer, but he was also gay and sleeping with our guys, so I would call that a classic mixed message. Crisis management. If it helps our cause, I could find out if he's a top. That was a joke. Yeah. Okay, I gotta go.
Important work.
Fate of the world. What do you think?
It's very flattering, Eli. But I can't be thinking about the governorship when I'm doing this job.
So do this job. Let me think about the governorship. Just an observation from work. If you're worried about Alicia and Will Gardner...
I'm not worried.
I know, but if you were, I think that whatever was there is no more. They barely look at each other.
Eli, you don't want a divorce candidate, do you?
No, I... Forget it.
Yes, good luck.
You need a friend, Kay.
I need a friend.
Why do I need a friend?
Or a dog. Maybe I need a dog. Kalinda and Pooch. Not investigating.
I'm fine, Will. Really.
We're not like normal people, are we?
What are normal people like?
you're emotional.
No. Sometimes I'm in the middle of an emotion, and I just look at myself and realize I'm not feeling anything. I just like acting like someone who feels something.
You want to stop acting the action you feel? Guess what it feels like.
Thanks. And I gotta go. I gotta be somewhere at 8:45.
Really? That specific?
Yep. Be good.
I'll get them to school on Monday.
You sure?
Yeah.
Take our homework?
Yes.
So you've hired a tutor for Grace?
Yes, I did. She's good, I think. And Grace likes her. Or she likes her now. I'll keep an eye on that. Oh, also, Zach's girlfriend Nisa, her parents wanted us to come for dinner. I'll tell her you're busy.
Yeah, tell her. I'm busy. Love you.
Love you. I love you. You call if you need anything. I'll be here.
Thank you.